Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 742.5, up 1.25. July, 745.5, down 1.25. Soft May wheat, 673.25, up 0.25. July, 678.75, down 0.75. May corn, 498.25, up 2. July, 504.25, up 2.25. December, 498.75, up 3. May soybeans, 1480.75, up 1. July, 1472.75, up 2. November, 1221.25, up 5.75. May soybean meal, 482.50, up 2.70. May soybean oil, 42.43, down 31. April live cattle, 143.35, down 35. May feeder cattle, 178.47.5, up 12.5. May lean hogs, 121.75, up 72.5.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
I've been watching the markets really kind of move essentially sideways. I think you could give it a slightly higher bias, but mostly a sideways, choppy affair over the last week, with the exception, you can make a real exception, of course, in that statement of old crop soybeans. I'm wondering how much longer before the market, in a window of time, decides it wants to go higher or lower in some sort of a significant way?
Well, I think that, how much time you're asking me, I would have to say probably, I think we maybe have a week, depending upon if we end up being out of the fields, you know, later this week or not, maybe 2 weeks at the best. Because we know that you can hammer in. I just give you an example. I had a client who was just 1% planted, and they plant a lot of acres before Easter. And as of yesterday morning, they had 17% in already. Mm. And I mean, they're just hammering. And I talked to guys in Indiana yesterday, and they're hammering. And so, you know, I think when you look at it, that so much will be driven by where corn planting is on the bean market. I think that we're seeing a number of things. You know, of course, the continuing talk about China cancellations. The bigger issue, imports. You know, if we continue to import, and we're hearing that the imports are coming in, you know, even into the Gulf area, you know, that could really change the whole perspective when it comes to how tight the stocks are, even though the stocks are really, really tight. And then, you know, you've got the fund position, the longest ever going into a planting season, always makes a person nervous. And we saw the reaction yesterday, you know, when they announced that we're going to have new limits. And the corn limit went to 35, but the bean limit went to $1. Mm-hmm. And wheat went to 35 in Chicago, 45 in KC, which I believe is really good because it's about 7% of the value of a bushel. Not everything is equal. Beans were not equal for a long, long time. And I believe we saw, you know, when you look at the change in open interest, you saw funds lift positions and move. They actually moved from beans into corn and wheat. And, you know, there's the question. Will that continue to go on or not? But I think we maybe have 2 weeks at most.
So 2 weeks and the risk to the downside of the corn crop is in the ground by mid-May.
I would have to say yes. You know, if we've got at least 50% of the crop in, mm-hmm. That's going to be the case. And I don't think that's going to be a problem as long as we don't get some extended rain situations.
So that would then suggest that ATOP is in?
Well, yes, it would. Yes, it would. And I think when you look at the big picture today, it's really important for us on May and December corn to, you know, to close above that 498.5 and 499.5, mm-hmm. Or at least at that, you know, because that's the 10 and the 20-day moving average. You look at beans, you're at the 20-day, basically, and May needs 1476, November needs 1213. We're trading, above those levels at this point in time, but we need to hold those to continue to have the technicals in place. And on wheat, it's 672 and 677 and a quarter for May and July. So I think, you know, we're getting to a point here, if we have a technical failure, that's when we're going to get ourselves into trouble. And you know, it's the typical situation. You start to have fund movement. You start to have margin requirements. I mean, even 31 cents down in beans in the last 2 days has been a pretty significant move for some of these guys who are long, mm-hmm. you know, and depending upon how many contracts they're long. So, you know, I think we're on borrowed time at the moment anyway.
Can you make a case that the top is in for old crop soybeans, but the top is not in for new crop soybeans?
Can you make a case for that? I don't know if the top is truly in for old crop soybeans. Mm. Everything will come down to whether or not we can import, and who knows what that situation is truly going to be. But if you put a top in on old crop, I think your top's in on new crop too. Although we could see that spread really, you know, dwindle away. It's less than $2 right now. But I think that the market got smart this year. You know, last year it took them a much longer period of time. We were about a dollar less apart this time at last year on old crop and new crop. This time I think they got a lot smarter. You know, they decided to put the premium into the old crop in a very rapid way. And so, you know, that just leaves us on old crop more vulnerable to a pretty big move down. But I think it'll be hard for new crop to make any kind of new highs without having old crop support it.
So what is Stuart Peterson's general position where hedging should be at this point?
Well, I can't speak just for them. I can speak for where my clients are, and that is to be at least 85% hedged on new crop corn, and I feel the same way on new crop beans. You know, I've been pushing it for a long time, and I just think that it's absolutely the thing to do. And, you know, for some guys who believe only in using crop insurance, I don't believe crop insurance prices are good enough. We've got prices here that are better than crop insurance prices. Get it done. I mean, you just can't take that kind of a chance. We don't know. You know, I keep hearing the same thing. It's dry. And we're actually in Iowa, Dave, is where we are. And I'll tell you what, it is dry. There's no question about that. But
I heard it rained 3 inches over a Webster City. I was talking to the secretary of Sue Martin, and she said it just went right into the ground, just soaked straight in.
Yep. Yeah, they had a record over in Osage, 2.5 day before yesterday. And so, but, you know, none of that is getting to central or southern mm-hmm. Iowa at all. We had just a tremendous amount of storms on the radar when we came over Sunday night and absolutely got nothing. You know, and so it is extremely dry here, but you cannot market your crop based on the fact that you think that it's going to stay dry or it's going to get dry or anything else. You have to believe we could have a really good crop. And when you look at the Iowa climatologist that came out on Monday and said 167 for the 2014 crop, the way it's setting up, that's a pretty scary number.
That's a big number.
Yes, it is. It would really crush the price for this year and for next year.
Anything before we let you go?
Well, I just think that I hope that everybody's going to be safe out there and that they don't push too hard. But you've got to stay on top of your marketing. I know it's hard to focus on it at this time of year when we're planting, but this time of year is when the big changes come.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Take care.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, hard red winter May wheat, 741 and three quarters, up a half. July, 747 and a quarter, up a half. Soft May, 673 and a quarter, up a quarter. July, 679, down a half. May corn, 498 and three quarters, up 2.5. December, 499 and a half, up 3.75. May soybeans, 1478 and three quarters, down 1. November, 1222 and a half, up 7. May soybean meal, $481.60 up 180. May soybean oil $42.47 down 27. April live cattle $143.42.5 down 27.5. May lean hogs $121.70 up 67.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.